Oh, I guess it's, you know, it's the experience that we saw overseas, and it was something that was brought home to me by a couple of key international researchers, which is when Panama Tropical Race 4 arrived in their countries, it was no longer business as usual. That the world, the banana industry had known, and the way that they did business and the way they managed day-to-day aspects of their farm had changed, and changed forever. And they really had to stop thinking about what they always used to do and start thinking about what they now needed to do.
It's a lot for a banana grower to get their head around. What is involved in actually controlling the movement of every single vehicle on and off your property?
Yeah, it is. And as Chairman Doug Phillips said earlier, it's easy to say if you say it quickly. The practicalities of this are really quite complex. What we need people to do is to sit down and probably document and map out who comes on and off their farm, how often, where else they've been, those sorts of things. That the disease risk assessment checklist will certainly help them do that. And then they've just got to think about practical ways that they can manage that. I mean, ultimately, stopping movement onto the farm, that unless it's absolutely essential, is the best defence that we have. So there's been talk about, and probably best put by a grower in Tully last night, about a kind of a clean line. A line that demarcates the difference between, say, an area that you know to be clean and an area that you allow dirty activities to go on. And so it's not necessarily a line in the ground. It's a metaphor. It's really thinking about how can I restrict and demarcate movements that are associated with risk to certain parts of my property and business and separate that from other areas. So, for instance, are there ways to allow essential services like fruit delivery trucks, packaging trucks, things like that, to come onto the farm without that also coming into areas that farm machinery also accesses. So these are the sorts of things that growers need to start taking really seriously.
When confronted with such an overwhelming threat and one that, really strikes fear into the heart of the industry, is there any kind of concern in your mind that growers might just throw their hands up in the air and take a fatalistic approach?
Oh, look, I think we can only encourage people to, to do what they can do. You've got to start with the small steps, focus on the important things first. I guess my experience in looking at this disease overseas, and I've seen it now in 4 countries in Southeast Asia, is that if you do nothing, then you're going to get the disease. So doing nothing is not an option.
But those that do something can still get the disease. So what's the comparison in countries where you have seen a good response compared against those ones that you've just mentioned?
Yeah, and I guess it was a really good example. I had the opportunity late last year to visit a plantation in the Philippines where they had had a lot of practices in place. They didn't have the disease, or they were talking about an experience they'd had where they have effectively managed to limit the spread of an infected plant. And that was largely because they had a lot of things in place. They had staff who knew what they were looking for. They had reporting structures so that they could get management involved. They had immediate quarantine practices that they could implement. All those structures in place so that they could deal with it, and then the communication with their workforce and everything else. That early detection and containment is so essential. And they've been able to effectively contain this thing for, 3 years now. You contrast that with situations where it was confused with other diseases. They didn't act for, 12 months or more. They didn't have the resources to put things in place, and those farms are in real trouble. So, yes, to say if you do something, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get the disease, but it's certainly going to potentially give you a better chance of not getting the disease.
So sitting here in these early days since the quarantining of the property at Tully, this is a window of opportunity.
Look, this is the time for people to act. As I said, saying to someone the other day, the reality is the risk on Wednesday when the quarantine was really publicly announced is only slightly more than what it was on Tuesday or last week or last month. The risk of this disease moving into the industry has been here forever, and that is, I guess, the thing that we were trying to get through to the growers, is that this is a risk that you know they always faced. And it's always easier to start to put those measures and things in place before it arrives, before the crisis. Some growers, I'm happy to say the industry is a very proactive industry, and a number of growers in the last few years, probably going back to about 2011 or 2009, they started to take it seriously, and implementing some of these things takes time. not always cash available and not always the time and energy available. So those people who started to prepare earlier are in a much better position.